Listening Library presents Al Capone Throws Me a Curve by Jennifer Childenko. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn, with an author's note read by Jennifer Childenko. 1. Potty Training a Snake. Tuesday, May 26, 1936. Even when you live on a prison island with crafty criminals plotting ways to knock you off, summer is the best time of the year. No tests, no homework, no getting up early to catch the ferry, no teachers who think you flunked a few grades because you're kind of big for 13 and a half. Summer is freedom. Not for the prisoners, of course, but for us kids who live on Alcatraz Island. Naturally, summer on Alcatraz isn't like summer other places. For one thing, the weather in the San Francisco Bay can be colder and foggier than in winter. For another, kids can't go many places on the island. We're not allowed in the cell house, in the industry buildings, in the west side gardens, on most of the beaches, and in all the guard towers. Our fathers work in the prison up top, so they're allowed everywhere. But even with restricted access, there are two decent spots to play baseball, the parade grounds and down by the dock. And there's one other Alcatraz kid who can really play. She's a girl, but still. Baseball. That's what I'm thinking about as I shovel in my breakfast toast, hoping the last 5 days of school will go fast. My father frowns at me, crushing crumbs with his fork.